Good morning, everybody. Morning, morning. Okay, folks, before I begin, just one or two little announcements. We have Vision Sunday in Marilyn Parish Church next Sunday morning, and that's really going to be looking at some of the plans. We have to do some work there quite soon, and it's really looking at some of the plans and some of the opportunities as well. So that will be next Sunday morning, 11:30, and there'll be a soup lunch following it. Everyone here is so welcome to come along to that, but for anyone who's not able to come along, we'll be presenting the same sort of material the following Sunday morning here in Dollingstown. So that's just a wee clarification about Vision Day next week. I need a volunteer with a reasonable amount of hair, please. So, what about Keith? Keith, would you? Yeah? Come on ahead, because I know you've worn your best jumper, so we'll get him up. Just to check, are you going anywhere directly after the service? Good, home. Okay, come on ahead. Brilliant. And let's just, while Keith worries there, let's just have a little pray. So when I say one, everybody do some Superman action. Brilliant. Oh, come on now, everyone. There we go. Not everyone's doing it. We're nearly there. We're nearly there. We're nearly not quite there. Not where are we there yet? Where are we there? Everyone doing it? No. Yes, there we go, buddy. Good man. Two. That. One. Well done. Two. And we're going to pray three. Heavenly Father, we thank you for an opportunity to be in your presence, to sing these beautiful songs that are so true about who you are, to have a memory verse that reminds us that you have a plan for our lives. We thank you for it all, and we pray that you'll now speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Okay, folks, I'm going to show you a picture. Hopefully you can see it, even though it's a wee bit bright in here. Can we see that? Has anyone seen this picture already? Okay, this is absolutely incredible. It happened one day, just a couple of weeks ago, and suddenly the ground in a city in Japan suddenly just collapsed, and there was a huge, huge, huge hole that went over five lanes of traffic called a sinkhole that just suddenly appeared. Put up your hand if you think that's scary. Big holes just appear on the ground. Yeah, of course we do. There are even bigger potholes than we have in Marilyn and Dollingstown. But that's what happened. Here's another wee picture of it. And look at that. There's if you can see it, there are loads of like electrical wires and sewage pipes and everything. An enormous, huge, big hole filled with dirty old water appeared right in the middle of this big, busy road in Japan. And guess how long it took them to fix it? 1 week. This is a big hole. A day? What are you talking about? It's 1 week. They fixed it in a week. And they worked 24 hours a day. Round the clock. They worked and worked and worked. And they filled it. And the amazing thing was the mayor of this city in Japan bowed before the people on its completion and apologized that it took an extra day due to bad weather. So isn't that terrible? It took them an extra day. There is a very small sinkhole in Manchester, and 10 months on, nothing has been done about it. Okay? Nothing at all. But in this place in Japan, here's a picture of what it looks like now. A week later, it's perfect again. Aren't they amazing? Completely amazing. Totally crazy that they could do that. So it's all about, this morning is all about makeovers. And you know, if we move on to the next slide, you know, there's when we think about the J for Jesus, what it reminds us is that when we meet Jesus, we turn around completely. That we meet him and we're going one way. And when we understand who he is and what his plan is for our lives, we turn right around like a J. We turn right around. And the story we heard about Paul today, he was going one direction. It's a band called One Direction, in case you didn't pick that up. He was going one direction, and the direction he was going in was he was going to actually kill Christians. To kill them. Okay, how bad is that? He was breathing out threats against the people of God. He wanted to kill Christians. And then he met Jesus, who had been risen from the dead. And his life was turned right around. He had a complete makeover. And he started to live for Jesus and help Christians. And I know there are lots of people in church that have had that sort of makeover in their lives, where they were going one way and they met Jesus and now they're going another. Now folks, since I have been married, I have undergone something of a makeover myself, okay? Almost unrecognizable from the day that I was a single young man. And my house has went over a makeover. I've probably told you this before, but I used to have bacon fries stuck to the wall. I would just pull them right off, have a little snack while I was watching TV. It was a beautiful paradise, guys. It really was. My house has had a makeover, and indeed, I have had a makeover. My hair's different. My glasses are less thick. Okay, I've even trimmed my eyebrows. Okay. So I have had a real, real makeover, and many people have asked me, what's the secret? What's the secret? And I say, well, maybe I'm born with it, okay? But they say, what's the secret of how you look like a sharp young minister? That's all fiction, okay? But we're going to have a wee makeover. Now, you're actually, I've probably chosen badly, because you're actually quite a handsome sort of guy, but you can always do better, okay? So let's begin. And in the morning, my routine begins always with the shampoo. Okay, Alberto Bassam, sun-kissed raspberry. And listen, this is absolutely free, man. This is absolutely free, and it's all about it's really all about getting it into the roots, guys. It's always, you know, you just gotta get right in the roots, okay? Because that's where the problems all originate. You've got to get right in those roots. And even give it a little massage. You don't want to be afraid of a massage. Everybody needs one, okay? A little bit of massage. Is that right? I have, yeah. I didn't want to, but it was forced by Zara. Here we go, okay? Just got to get it in the roots there. And what is it? Is that not good? Are you weirded out? Okay, sorry. Okay. So, let me get a wee towel here. A wee towel. What have I done with my water? Oh, there, there's water. Okay, and one of my secrets as well is I don't use ordinary tap water. No. I buy this classic mineral water. It's still pure Irish water. Okay, that's not a political statement. Okay, and you just want to always get that in there. And that just, gets it happening there. All right. Keith, how's that feel, mate? Feels okay? Okay. You're allergic to raspberries? That's no problem. I got this out of Lidl, so there'll be literally no raspberries in it. Okay, so that's basically it, folks. And folks, this reminds me, folks, that part of Paul's spiritual makeover, this guy that was going to kill Christians, part of his spiritual makeover was that Jesus washed him clean, all right? That's what this is all about. And that's what Jesus wants to do in our lives. He wants to wash us clean of sin. And 1 John 1, verse 7 says that by the blood of Jesus, by what Jesus has done on the cross for us, we are washed clean. I wonder, have you been washed clean? I know Keith has, but I wonder, have you been washed clean? And then you just dry that off, guys. You just dry that off and just make sure all the shampoo's washed out, as I have here. It's completely washed out. There we go. Lovely job. Beautiful. That's the first stage. First stage. Good man. Okay. Now, the next thing that I do in my makeover is, I'm not ashamed to say this. I'm not ashamed to say this at all. It's a key part of the look. I use I don't know what's happened here. I'm caught. I don't normally do this with a microphone in the mornings. Okay. And normally I use this little hairdryer. And it's good stuff. It's just a matter of sort of busted. What? Oh. Yeah, you don't realise that was intentional. Okay, that was intentional for a point. Okay, that's what I'm doing here. Okay, folks, the next thing we need. Okay, when after Jesus washes us clean, washes away our sins, is the next thing we need is, and we're going to put up on the screen, is we need power to live for Him. We need power to live for Him. And the Bible tells us that actually God doesn't give us a spirit of being afraid, but He gives us power to change. And that's what God wants to put in us. He wants to give us real power. And Paul, you know, had his sins forgiven. He was forgiven by Jesus. He confessed his sins and they were washed away. And then God gave him real power to live for Him. And I wonder, are we people that have been washed clean by Jesus? But secondly, are we people that are really receiving His Holy Spirit power? I wonder, are we? There's only one more thing that we need. Does anyone want to guess what it is? Jill. Now, this is where it makes or breaks, guys. But this is the key part of the look. Mega hold styling gel. VO5. And I've been studying Keith's look over the past number of weeks. And I know he's in favour of the little fringe at the front. He's a Liverpool supporter. He's a favourite player called Roberto Firmino. He's got a lovely haircut. And it's just all about getting the gel right in there, okay, and getting it absolutely perfect. And folks, the great thing about this VO5 stuff is it actually hardens. It's incredibly difficult to wash out, which is really good. There we go. Folks, what do you think? An improvement? Anyone play Sonic the Hedgehog on Sega Mega Drive? Well, folks, the last thing after Jesus has washed us clean, and after He washed Paul clean, He gives us power, and He gave Paul power to change. But the third thing is, in Ephesians 2, it talks about us as God's workmanship. And I think you can see that Keith is a work of art here. But we're God's workmanship. And it's a bit like our memory verse, that He's working on us. And He's going to bring us to completion. He's molding us every day. He's molding us to be more like Him. He's shaping us to be more like Him. And Paul was the one who wrote that verse from Ephesians. And he believed that God was working him into something more like Jesus every day. And folks, let me tell you, if you've asked the Lord to wash you clean, if you're receiving His power to live for Him, He's going to mold you each and every day to look more like Jesus. Let's pray. One. Brilliant. Two. And three. Heavenly Father, I pray for myself and for every single person in this church today. God, would You wash us clean of our sin by Jesus' blood. God, would You give us power to live for You. And thirdly, would You make us and mold us to be more like Jesus? We pray these things in His name, and everybody said, Amen. Let's give Keith a round of applause. Okay, mate, bless you.